Besser in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump plans to lower tariffs on India after India agreed to stop buying Russian oil. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said he would lower tariffs on goods from India to 18% from 25% after India's prime minister announced his country would stop buying oil from Russia. Donald Trump has been pressing India to cut its reliance on cheap Russian crude and wrote online that this will help end the war in Ukraine. The president said that India would also start to reduce its import taxes on U.S. goods to zero and buy $500 billion worth of American products. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran has summoned all of the European Union ambassadors inside its borders to protest the bloc's listing of the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist group. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Baheh told journalists on Monday that the ambassadors had been summoned the previous day. The European Union decided in January to list the Guard as a terror group for its part in a bloody crackdown on recent nationwide protests in the country. While the move is largely symbolic, it does add to the economic pressure squeezing Iran, particularly as the Guard has a major influence on the country's economy. I'm Karen Chamas.
House Speaker Mike Johnson faces tough days ahead trying to pass a federal funding package and prevent a prolonged partial government shutdown. Democrats are demanding changes to rein in the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations after two protester deaths in Minneapolis. But Republicans are making their own demands in support of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 515 points, the S&P rose 37. This is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the transgender business.
This one is in Washington State. Officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas State Board of Education has delayed voting on a proposed list of required books for K-12 students. The decision came after discussions about the religious focus of some of the materials. Republican board members say they see the religious materials as historically significant. Parents, they know, can opt children out of any readings that they are uncomfortable with. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump plans to lower tariffs on India after that country agreed to stop buying Russian oil.
Donald Trump has been pressing India to cut its reliance on cheap Russian crude and wrote online that this will help end the war in Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore predicts Americans will soon reap the benefits of President Trump's tax cut package, the one passed by Congress last year.
Consumers are going to catch up with what's really happening in this country, which is incomes are rising faster than inflation. We're going to have more affordability.
Moore spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Starbucks facing unprecedented competition, much of it coming from small newcomers to the market, like the Chinese chain Luckin Coffee. The company now says it will remain competitive by offering customers both convenience and a comfortable place to linger. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 515 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.